No issue is more loaded in the United States than abortion. Whether you're pro-life or pro-choice, you run the gauntlet of ideology, and even morality. But the choice to have an abortion is emotionally charged for any woman, and it can generate a lot of long-lasting baggage. William LaFleur has studied how the Japanese respond to abortion. He says they have moved beyond abortion as a moral issue and deal with it only in a spiritual sense. LaFleur told Anne Strangechamps about the Mizuko Kuyo, the Buddhist ritual of apology to the aborted fetus.
The term Mizuko is interesting because the ko part at the end of the word literally means child, and mizu means water. So in a sense, it's a phrase made up of two parts, water and child. In a sense, it's a child that has still been in the waters of the womb, but has also now been released into the universe. Depending on people's beliefs about such things, perhaps now awaiting rebirth to a family that really wants it. I think most Japanese are reluctant to refer to a fetus in strictly mechanical or neutral terms. They prefer not to refer to it merely as an unwanted pregnancy or as some part of flesh that needs to be removed, but they would prefer, I guess, to stretch it a bit and think of it as, at least in some sense, a child on the way. There's enough of the ancient Buddhist thinking about such things in Japan for people, at least in these cases, to be able to think, well, maybe this child will have another chance. And if it's chance to come into the life of a couple that really wants it, rather than the present woman, it will be better off.
It's so interesting, and there's so much to ask, partly because it represents such a completely different way of thinking about and approaching abortion than we have in the States, where we tend to keep it extremely private, and there's still a lot of shame about it. This sounds as though there's perhaps less shame.
There is less shame. In fact, some of the temples will allow people to place a little message in that location, stating in literally written out words an apology to the fetus or the memory of the fetus.
What do they write? What do they say?
They write that they have felt badly about this. Some of them express this in rather graphic terms. They've felt a sense of discomfort ever since they've had an abortion. Women recount having had various kinds of bad dreams and nightmares about the child, and that once they have, in a sense, in our term, fessed up and admitted that they've done something they would rather not have done, not to have had done, they have had some relief in their sensibility and their conscience.
But do they feel that they did something wrong?
That they harmed that child? Oh, sure. I think that seems to be part of why there's an apology being made. They have clearly interrupted the progress of pregnancy and birth on the part of this being. And for that reason, there's been, you know, even physical violence done to this life form. And that's why there is a sense that you can't do that with impunity. You should feel some regret and remorse over that. If you feel that, the best way to handle it is to express it and to go to one of these locations and make an apology.
Hmm. How long do people observe Mizuko rituals? I mean, is it a thing you do just once or once a year on the anniversary?
There will be people who will stop frequently, maybe once a week, at a roadside shrine that is in some sense devoted to this ritual, and just stop very quickly and go on their way again, just bowing and maybe muttering a prayer expression of apology. Others will make a special effort, maybe once a year or so, out to some more distant site where they feel it is especially appropriate, and there are a kind of collection of sites devoted to this. One of the things I have noticed in recent years is that, although I started first observing this in the 1970s, when it was almost exclusively women who would be found at these sites, now it's not impossible to find a young couple, particularly the male, going along with his wife or perhaps his girlfriend to observe this ritual.
The other thing that was startling to me is to read that Japanese often take siblings with them to the mizuko
mm-hmm.
ritual.
That's and right.
Siblings take
That's
part.
Right.
Why is
That's
that?
Right. The emphasis is upon trying to indicate to the departed fetus that out of sight does not mean entirely out of mind, that it still is remembered as, in some sense, a member of this family, even though it's a departed member. It's important to see this in the context of a more general Japanese pattern, maybe a more general East Asian pattern, of thinking of deceased ancestors also as gone but not forgotten. The larger family is, in some sense, invisibly present. So, too, this child would be invisibly present. Therefore, to indicate to living siblings, odd word to use in this case, but it is regarded as a sibling, that there is another child or maybe even children who have already departed this world is not considered a bad thing. I think that's the sense. I mean, I've seen lots of women at these sites bringing their children along with them, you know, in a sense, introducing them to this fact about the family's life.
How do the siblings respond, do you think? I mean, is
I don't
this
know.
Horrifying to them, frightening? Is it just a fact of life?
I think it's probably, I mean, I doubt that anybody goes, for a young child, goes into the details of what is involved in the physical side of an abortion. But I imagine, well, I know, in fact, that the language used with respect to a living sibling concerning the aborted fetus is that of a deceased sibling. In other words, it's probably at that level no more disturbing or horrifying to the child than to become aware that there was another child in the family who predeceased it.
I guess what I'm wondering is if they think of the mizuko as a child, they're simply saying, it's not a good time for you to come into life now. But if they believe that the mizuko is going to go on and perhaps be born to other parents.
Right, right.
Well, it relieves a lot of guilt. Does it make abortion more common, easier to have?
It is more common in Japan. The statistics are higher. But I think, in a sense, what I'm talking about here is namely the way in which the fetus is conceived of or thought of in religious terms and philosophical terms does make it ethically easier to carry out an abortion, especially if you are expressing then afterward your sense that this is not something you really like doing or really want to be doing. I think there's a lot of interesting good study coming out now showing that apologies are not just to repair the fabric of human relationships, but also are a way in which the person making an apology says to himself or herself, you know, I'm not really the kind of person that likes to do the thing I have done.
A form of self-correction in a way.
Right. It's a way of saying that, you know, I'm not this person who's done this. I mean, obviously I've done it. But the real person, in this case, the person, let's say, who's had an abortion, or the husband who's convinced his wife she ought to have an abortion, we've done this because of a variety of circumstances, foolishness on our part, lack of protection, lack of contraception, whatever may be the reason. But it's not at this time a good time for us to have a child. Maybe we're unmarried. Maybe we already have more children than we can handle well. So we're going to have this abortion. And the apology is saying, in a sense, we are not people who like to engage in acts like this.
William Lafleur is the author of Liquid Life, Abortion and Buddhism in Japan. He spoke with Anne Strainchamps.